I just wanna be where you are.
God gave his word, and great are the numbers of people population it. It's the word that makes the world of the people of God. You're about to hear the word that will transform, establish, and introduce to joining the kingdom path. Prepare your heart and be willing to obey the voice of your Maker. You're welcome to Word Alive Message. May God enrich your spirit as you listen. Amen.
I just want to be with you.
Almighty Father, we appreciate you for this day, for the grace given unto us to be part of the living. We celebrate you, we appreciate you, we exalt you. We bow down before you and declare you are the Lord over our lives. To you be the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the succor in the time of distress and troubles. We appreciate you for fighting and for winning for us. We say, Lord, you are highly lifted in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to go to your word. We are praying in your infinite mercy that you are going to open our eyes so that we can see clearly in the name of Jesus. Help us so that your word can have real impact over our individual lives. At the end of everything, we shall glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. We give God the glory for the privilege of studying together again. We are discussing the topic, little could be much. When we do something for the sake of the gospel, it is always worth more than the effort we have put to reach. Always bear this at the back of your mind. There is nothing we contribute to the gospel that is not significant in heaven when they are faithfully done. We must not wait until the time we can accomplish great things before we start to contribute our part in the gospel. If you are waiting for that time, there are a lot of opportunity that shall pass over you. Don't wait until you have the grace to accomplish large things, great things. Do the little. Contribute the little you can. In the presence of God, it could become very much. Several people you see gathering crowds, winning thousands of souls, have the success of that credited in heaven to the prayer effort of some unknown disciples. That is how the spiritual work runs. Several people you see today are saying they are going for mission, they are gathering crowd, they are winning souls. God is performing miracles through them. God is using them to sponsor the church. Several of them owe that to the prayer of people that are not significant in the church. People doesn't know those that are indoor praying. That is the little they can do. And to God, it has accomplished very great thing for the gospel. When we get to heaven, we shall see many surprises. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. To Christ our Master, your little at the needed time may be much without you knowing it. That's why you must not stop contributing the little that you can contribute at the needed time. Jesus had several disciples who always attended fellowship meeting. Why many of them were key workers there? There are 12 apostles who had evangelized. They went on mission. They performed miracles along with him in ministry. At the death of Jesus Christ, none of them showed up or got concerned about his burial. And without the burial, the redemption story will not be perfected. That redemption work of Jesus will not be perfected. Thank God for the man, Joseph of Arimathea, who was not a regular member of Christ Fellowship. He didn't evangelize. He did not show up in fellowship. He couldn't perform miracle. He couldn't preach. But thank God for his life. He came boldly to ask for Christ's body and did the little he could with what he got at that time. That became much in heaven and even on earth. That perfected the redemption mission of Christ on earth. Without the burial, there may not be clear evidence resurrection. And the work of the gospel that we are preaching today will not be perfected. This little that this man could do to himself, it was little. But to God, to heaven, to the gospel, it became so much that there is nowhere the gospel will be preached. the story of the perfection work of redemption will be preached, that the name of this man and his act will not be mentioned. The little you can do can be so much if you do it the way you ought to do it. God will be with us in the name of Jesus. Let us read from Mark 15. As I start to read from verse 42 downward. It was preparation day, that is the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Jesus saw where he was laid. Can you see what this man did? He was not so spiritual. He doesn't get gift. He cannot do anything. But at that crucial moment, he did the little he could do. And he later on turned to become much and great in the history of the work of redemption. You can also do that if you will learn how to accomplish it for God. Let us see what shall attach significance to our contribution in the gospel. Number one, if we did it faithfully. Faithfulness is number one thing. If you are faithful with the little you are doing, God is going to count it to be much. He told that steward, you have been faithful in that which is little, and I'm going to make you the head in that which is very great. So the little you are doing faithfully could become so much in the sight of heaven. Then number two, if it is at the needed hour, what we don't know is that little might be needed at that hour. If you can meet it, you can do it at the hour that is needed, it shall become so great in the sight of God. What was next then was for Jesus to be laid in the tomb. And Joseph seized the opportunity and contributed the little, which ended up becoming so great today. So what you do at the needed hour, I want to tell you, and you do it faithfully, could become so much in the sight of God. That is what attaches significance to what you are contributing towards the gospel. It is not in size. Number three, if it is truly all you can do at that time, if that is what you can do, if you have done it faithfully at the needed hour and it is all you can do, I want to tell you, it shall become much in the sight of God. All what Joseph could do at that time was to identify with the criminal, the condemned, and took his body and laid it in the tomb. Number four, if we do it in faith, believing on him. If you are not a child of God, you don't believe in Jesus, you don't have faith in him, I want to tell you, no matter the magnificent thing you are doing for him, it may attract no significance in heaven. If what you are doing it in the faith, that you know Jesus is real, that you believe on him, and you are doing it that Jesus will accept it, I want you to know it will go a long way in the record of heaven. Then number five, if we do it selflessly, you are doing it without expecting something back. Joseph was doing this. After all, Jesus was condemned and he has died. There is nothing he could gain from that. He did it selflessly to Jesus, not expecting any rent on that tomb, not expecting any money from anyone over what he had done, not even expecting that his name will enter into record. He did it selflessly. Whatever you are doing for God, faithfully, at the needed hour, and it's all you could do at that time, you are doing it in faith, and you are not expecting anybody to praise you for it. I want to tell you, it shall become so significant in heaven. I pray the Lord will give us the grace to do the little that will end up becoming much in the sight of the Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And at this hour, I'm inviting you to Jesus. If you have not given your life to him, do so now. Believe in your heart that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Admit that you are not saved and that it is only Jesus who could save you. Come to him, confess your sin, repent of your sin, ask for the forgiveness and ask him to wash you. He will do that. Then invite him into your heart as you confess and believe him to be the Lord and the Savior of your soul. You do that, you shall be saved. Receive the grace for it in the name of Jesus. Please share this message with many people. It's a message of hope. As you are doing that, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. For more messages that can still help you, you can visit www.audiomark.com/pastor-ade. God bless you as you visit in Jesus' name. And until next time, when we shall come again to study together, stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
I believe you have been blessed through this message. Your minister has been Pastor Ade Adeyemi of Bible Order Church Incorporated, Ilorin, Kwara State, Nigeria, West Africa. You can listen and download more of our messages www.boci.com.ng for voice call, Telegram, and WhatsApp. You can reach us on this number +234 8038 37 3208 on Facebook Ade Adeyemi. May the Lord bless you as we meet next time. In Jesus' name.
I just want to be